ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास Text number 18
अथ मय्य अनपायिन्या अथ मय्य अनपायिन्या भक्त्या पक्कगुणाशया भक्त्या पक्वगुणाशयः उपयास्यत्थ मद्धाम उपयास्यत्थ मद्धाम निर्विद्य निरयाद्दतः निर्विद्य निरयादतः अतः मय्य अनपायिन्या भक्त्या पक्वगुणाशयः उपयास्यत्थ मद्धाम निर्विद्य निरयादत अतः मय्य अनपायिन्या भक्त्या पक्वगुणाशयः उपयास्यत्थ मद्धाम निर्विद्य निरयादतः
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट अथ देयरफॉर मयि अनटु मी अनपायिन्या विदाउट एनी डेविएशन भक्त्या बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस पक्वगुणा Free from material contamination. Ashayaha, your mind. Upasyayasattha, you will attain. Madhama, my abode. Nirvidya, being completely detached. Niryat from material existence. Ataha thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaicharna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Translation. Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Purport. By the grace of the Lord, the Prachetas were given special facilities. Although they could live millions of years to enjoy material facilities, they still would not be deviated from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Being thus fully engaged, the prachetas would be completely freed from all material attachment. Material attachment is very strong. During one lifetime, a materialist engages in acquiring land, money, friends, society, friendship, love, and so on. He also wants to enjoy the heavenly planets after the annihilation of the body. If one is engaged in devotional service, however, he becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering. In the material world, those who are elevated to the higher planetary systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities, whereas those degraded to lower planetary systems are supposed to live in a hellish condition. A devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. According to Bhagavad Gita 14:26, a devotee's position is described in this way. Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatite tan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. A devotee is always situated on the Brahman platform. He has nothing to do with material happiness or distress. When one is strongly fixed in devotional service and free from all material attachment, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature, he becomes fit to return home back to Godhead. Although by special blessings, the prachetas would enjoy material facilities for millions of years, they would not be attached to them. Thus, at the end of their material enjoyment, they would be promoted to the spiritual world and return to Godhead. The word pakva gunashayaha has special significance, for it means that by devotional service one is able to give up the influence of the three modes of material nature. As long as one is influenced by the modes of nature, he cannot return to Godhead. It is clearly explained that all planets in the material world, beginning from Brahmaloka down to the hellish planets, are unfit places for a devotee. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. A place where there is danger at every step is certainly not a comfortable place. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino arjuna mamupetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. 8.16. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Thus, there is no profit even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahmalok. However, if one is somehow or other promoted to the abode of the Lord, he never returns to the material world. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Pada Kamalam
శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాత సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం త్వం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్తదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతుషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in the hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. These words are spoken by the Supreme Lord Himself to the Prachetas. And from these words, we can understand how fortunate are Prachetas, because Lord Himself is promising something which is cherished and desired by all devotees, that you will come back to Godhead. Not only that, before coming back, before that point, they have a huge long life. In the previous verse it says, "My dear princess," the Lord then blessed all the Prachetas, saying, "My dear princess, by my mercy you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years." So huge, long time in comparison to earthly period. As we know very clearly, Krishna, he doesn't act like any other demigods act. If someone worships demigod, whatever desired by the worshipper is blessed or immediately sanctioned. Of course, whatever
worship they have performed, if the demigods are pleased with that worship, they sanction the benediction. And in sanctioning the benediction, they don't consider whether the benediction is good for him or bad for him. And sure enough, being blinded by the material ambitions and desires, the demigod worshippers, they always desire something material. And we understand anything material has repercussions or has troubles involved in it. So naturally, when we hear such a description or blessing by the Lord, that Lord is blessing them with such material opulences and happiness, it looks like a benediction like the demigods. But there is a difference between demigods and the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, he always acts as a father for every living entity. So therefore, when father gives something to his child, sure enough, the father has made all tastes, possible tastes, that whatever he is doing is not going to harm the child. It's actually going to enhance my service, the child who is going to do. So similarly, here when Lord is sanctioning such a benediction of material enjoyment, the Lord has already made sure that the heart of the prachetas is very pure. And when they get this opportunity to have all the wonderful facilities of the material world and the heavenly planets, they will not become materially attached to those enjoyments. So this is a very special thing. Because Lord himself knows that his external energy is very, very powerful. It's very difficult to overcome material nature. And especially when one's heart becomes weak with material desires and material attachments, it's very difficult for him to overcome. And especially the modes of passion and ignorance, when they are very strong, it's very difficult for a living entity to surpass such forces and act on a pure or transcendental platform. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. And in fact, we see most of the troubles devotees go through in their practical devotional service is because of these two aspects. One is, on one hand, there is mode of passion and ignorance influencing them. And on the second hand, their heart is very much deeply attached on a material level, as Krishna explains in clear words in the second chapter, 44 verse. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparat chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhauna vidhiyate. Because of deeply attached to two things, bhog and aishwarya, material enjoyment and material opulence. When one is very deeply attached, it's very difficult for such a devotee to practice vyavasayatmika, to have a pinpointed or focused devotional service. His devotional service will be something like a sine wave. There will be ups in his devotional service, there will be downs in his devotional service. So wave kind of devotional service, not a steady devotional service. Unsteady devotional service will be practiced by such a practitioner. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada Ki. So practicing devotee faces these two major obstacles: material attachments within his heart and the influence of the modes of material nature. And in many places in Bhagavad Gita and other places in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna explains that only by performing devotional service one can transcend the influence of the modes of material nature, and one can come out of these material attachments. Material attachments are very deep rooted, very, very deep rooted. I was reading one section in the sixth canto, fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein the story of Daksha Prajapati having encounter with Narad Muni is explained. Narad Muni, being a expert preacher, he preached to the sons of Prajapati Daksha in two instances. In the first instance, Daksha Prajapati had sent his 10,000 sons, Haryashwas, on the Narayan Saras to perform severe austerities and purify their heart so that they can come back and participate in populating the world by getting married. And the second instance is the second sons of Daksha, the Shavalashwas, 1,000 in number, when they were also sent. In these two instances, Narad Muni preached to them and showed them the path of renunciation. And all of them, understanding using their own intelligence, they understood that it's not required for us to get entangled in the family life. Better we follow the path of renunciation. And they left. And hearing this news, Daksha Prajapati was very deeply hurt. And in fact, both the times Narad Muni himself came to give the good news to Prajapati Daksha. And Prajapati Daksha, in first time, he somehow tolerated it. But second time, it was too much for him. Because he had worked so hard to produce children with the purpose of fulfilling the desire of Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma instructed him very diligently that you populate this world. So he felt there was obstacle on his path. So he was very upset and angry. And when he saw Narad Muni coming in front of him, he blurted out he vented his anger to the extent saying he started chastising Narad Muni. Although Narad Muni is sinless, he said, "You are sin personified." Although Narad Muni is sadhu, he is a saintly person, but he was accused by Daksha Prajapati as a sadhu, unsaintly, non-saintly person. And his proposition was explained. He was thinking that my children, my young boys, they were inexperienced. And Narad Muni, somehow he has spoken in such a way that he has brainwashed them and created a sense of renunciation in their heart and made them go in the Himalayas. So he felt their renunciation cannot continue long, because renunciation, there are many varieties of renunciation we hear of in the scriptures. Most of them are talked about as temporary renunciation. They stay for some time. Like, for example, there is one renunciation called as Smashan Vairagya. A Vairagya which is arised in the heart of a person when he is in a Smashan, he is in a crematorium. Because he is just seeing a death and a dead body being burnt. So he feels a sense of renunciation, detachment from world. He feels, what is this? Life is so temporary, everything is so temporary. Why should I involve myself so much into all these things? Better be detached, better be focused somewhere else, something which is permanent. So such thoughts come in the mind of a person. But when he leaves the crematorium, slowly, 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 the modes of material nature and the friends and society and people around him starts influencing him again. And then again he gets into the routine of fruitive work, trying to gain more and more material things and trying to enjoy on a material platform. His work again begins. See, this is Smashan Vairagya. So Daksha Prajapati thought that my children, although they went to practice the path of renunciation, but they cannot continue long because they are immature. Their renunciation is not based on full knowledge. and realization. So therefore they are likely to come back. So he was very upset and angry, and he said that one has to experience the sufferings of the material existence, then only his renunciation, whatever renunciation he gains through that realization, will be a permanent one. So that was his idea, that was his understanding. But Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains in the purport how this is not so. Prabhupada says, in a summary, unless one's knowledge is awakened, renunciation cannot take place. For without elevated knowledge, one cannot give up attachment for material enjoyment. So one needs elevated knowledge and realization for giving up material enjoyment. Prabhupada says in the 6.5.41 purport, according to Daksha's philosophy, one should become implicated in material enjoyment so that after experiencing the distress of such enjoyment, one will automatically renounce. Material nature, however, is so strong that although a man suffers at every step, he will not cease his attempts to enjoy. Tripyanti neha kripana bahudukha bhajam. Under the circumstances, unless one gets the association of a devotee like Narad Muni or his servant in the disciplic succession, one's dormant spirit of renunciation cannot be awakened. It is not a fact that because material enjoyment involves so many painful conditions, one will automatically become detached. One needs the blessings of a devotee like Narad Muni. Then one can renounce his attachment for the material world. Prabhupada gives a practical example of this in the end of the purport, the last line. The young boys and girls of the Krishna consciousness movement have given up the spirit of material enjoyment, not because of practices, but by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. So Prabhupada is including himself in that. So it's very clear from this purport, wherein Srila Prabhupada is revealing the secret in front of us, that by our endeavor we cannot become free from material attachments. It's not possible. We need association of saintly people like Narad Muni, and basically association of saintly people like Narad Muni means their instructions. When we have very potent and powerful instructions from the pure representatives of Srila Narad Muni coming down in the disciplic succession, and we receive their mercy. So by following the instructions of the representatives of the parampara for us, we actually create a favorable environment by which the mercy will descend in our life. And when mercy comes in our life, then a very natural sense of renunciation will be seen in one's personality. He can very naturally exhibit that renunciation. We hear story of Ajamila. He was born in a Brahmana family. So we can understand, if he is born in a Brahmana family, naturally he is well cultured and well behaved. And he has got training in the Vedic scriptures as well. And he was helping his father in performing various ritualistic activities when he was in his young age. But we see that instance is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that once when he went out to collect some wood from the jungle, and he happened to see a prostitute and a man coming together, he was not able to take out his eyes from that scene. he was again and again seeing that. And because of seeing that scene, a material, contaminated material desire aroused. It was not that it was not there. Because suddenly something doesn't arise unless it is there. It is there, then only it arises. That means this material desires one carries from life after life after life after life. So naturally when a kind of favorable atmosphere is there, one naturally shows up or desires or expresses his material desire. And same thing happened with Ajamila. And when he came back, he could not leave that scene, what he was seeing. And he was a kind of dhyayato vishyan pumsa sangaste supajayate. He was longing for that association. And then he practically went to that lady back again, and he brought her to his home. And we know the whole story, how he started degrading himself one by one. He started breaking all the regulative principles and started performing all the sinful activities. And then suddenly at one point of time, by causeless mercy of the Lord, he gave name Narayan to his son. And when his time of death came, when the Yamadutas came to pick him up, you know, his son was playing next to his bed, and he called out for his son that Narayan, Narayan, please help me. He was calling out for his help because he was seeing the ferocious forms and the personalities of Yamadutas trying to drag him out of the body. It was very fearful for him. And when that situation came, because he called out Narayan, immediately the descendants or the servants of Lord Vishnu came, Vishnu Dutas, and they stopped. And there was a conversation, and Ajamila was observing what is going on, what is happening. And then we see a sudden transformation happening in Ajamil. What was the reason? It was because he saw a very ferocious destination. That's why he was transformed. Not necessarily. Because we speak many times, like Prabhupada one time, he was giving a class and he was mentioning about how if you misbehave, you become animals in your next life. Then suddenly one person got up from the audience and he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are saying like this, then I don't mind if I become dog in next life. He was very bold enough. He spoke directly to Prabhupada in a challenging mood. Then Prabhupada said, okay, you want to become dog, you don't mind to become dog in next life, I have my blessings to you. What else Prabhupada can say? Because he was a brainless person. He was not intelligent. So there is no use of arguing with him. So Prabhupada blessed him that, okay, you become a dog in the next life. So people, although they hear bad consequences, still they don't change. But here we see Ajamila changed. Why? Because he received the association of those great saintly people, Vishnu Dutas. He heard the glories of the Lord and the devotional service from them, the glories of the holy name from them. He heard, and because of their mercy, actually his heart was transformed. Same situations we hear. When Narad Muni and Angira Muni, they came to Chitraketu to preach to him, telling him that why you are obsessed wanting a child. We have come to give you transcendental knowledge. Take that transcendental knowledge and perfect your life. But he was not ready to hear that knowledge. He said, no, if at all you want to help me, you help me with a child. I want a child. Then Angira Muni and Narad Muni, they gave a child, which was Harsha Shoka, and the time, so much time period was required for him to go through. And then when the child was again dead, then he was miserable, more miserable than what he was previously. And then he became ready to hear. from those great sages. And Narad Muni and Angira Muni, they came and they gave him the transcendental message. And when he heard submissively from these souls, then his heart was transformed. Then his inclination for devotional service started. Then his attraction for devotional service started and he began the process. So these examples are there. So many examples. We take every example, we will see how association of great saintly people and their mercy only has transformed the hearts. And no other reason we can say that was the cause, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport himself, that it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and his servant's mercy that these young boys and girls have given up material enjoyment. To give up material enjoyment, desire for material enjoyment, is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Very tough. Only when we have transcendental instructions from the transcendental personalities, will that transcendental instruction infiltrate in our heart and remove the coverings of the modes of material nature, the influence of the modes of material nature. When we follow very diligently and strictly the transcendental instructions coming to us in parampara, will we be able to become transcendental? In one place, purport Srila Prabhupada mentions, in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we have Krishna activities. We have activities which are related to Krishna. And everyone is given opportunity to participate or to engage in Krishna activities. And Prabhupada very clearly mentions there that Krishna activity means bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga means acting for Krishna. So there is a difference between Krishna activity and acting for Krishna. When we come to devotional service, as we spend time, we become expert in Krishna activities. Activities which are related to Krishna. But we don't become expert in acting for Krishna. That is the hitch. That is the difficulty we face. Why this difficulty comes? Because heart is still contaminated. Heart is still having ulterior desires, ulterior motivations. So therefore, we become expert in Krishna activities, but we don't act for Krishna. We act for our own personal interest or personal agendas, which we want to fulfill through Krishna activities. So that's the difficulty. And that's what causes the transcendental instructions, which are transcendentally potent, to purify our heart very soon or immediately for that matter. They are not able to change our heart immediately. Year after year we see still material contaminations continue in our heart. We are not able to become pure hearted because the ulterior motives still continues to exist in our heart. So therefore, although such a powerful holy name we are getting, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Golokera Premadhan Harinama Sankirtan. It's from the spiritual world, the holy sound vibration has been given to us, but our situation is very unfortunate. That although we have a diamond in our hand, but being unintelligent, we use that diamond, putting in a cloth to beat the dirty clothes to be cleaned away, like a dhobi, like a washerman. He is not intelligent. He doesn't understand that it's a diamond, a very precious stone which has been given to him, or which he has. But because he doesn't understand, he uses it for washing the clothes, for beating the clothes. Similarly, although the potent and powerful holy name has been given to us, still our heart is not getting purified. Still contaminations are continuing. are still to exist in our heart. So very unfortunate situation. So therefore, the fifth verse of Shikshastakam is very beautiful. It sets the platform for us to practice the chanting of the holy names. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrasham vichintaya. So this verse describes how our eternal position is, we are nanda tanuja kinkar, we are eternally servant of Krishna. That is our eternal position. But somehow or other we have fallen in this material existence, in this material world. Vishame bhavam budho, this bhava, sindhu, this ocean of material existence, we have fallen into this. So therefore a devotee is praying to the Lord, kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli. He is praying to the Lord that, my dear Lord, I have fallen into this ocean of material existence. Although I am your eternal servant, please pick me up from this ocean and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So this is a prayer of a sincere devotee. A devotee prays to Krishna that, Krishna, somehow I am fallen in this material existence. Please pick me up. This is a cry of a devotee. A devotee is crying to the Lord that, please, my dear Lord, I seek your shelter. I seek your instructions to be followed in my life. But please pick me up from this ocean. Please have your mercy on me and pick me up from this ocean of material existence and place me at your lotus feet. So this platform is very, very important platform where one is seeking shelter of the Lord. Because we are powerless in front of insurmountable material energy of the Lord. Daivi hi esha gunamayi. This is Krishna's daivi shakti, divine potency. In front of divine potency, we are very insignificant. We have no power to cross over the material existence, the influence of the modes of material nature. It's very difficult. Only helpless call to the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees will actually uplift us from this material existence. Otherwise, we have no hope. Our endeavors are, what is our endeavor? How much a bird can fly in the sky? Sky is huge. A small bird has a very small capacity. How much he can fly? He cannot. Only when Garuda comes and picks that bird, may that bird will be able to see something which is impossible for him. Because Garuda is transcendental bird of the Lord. He can take him to the such heights that he can never imagine. But otherwise a bird has very limited capacity. So therefore, by our own endeavor, it's very difficult to come out of material attachments, to come out of the influence of the modes of material nature. But by unfailing devotional service, as Prabhupada quotes the verse in this purport, mam chayo avyabhicharena, avyabhichari bhakti. In Hindi, this word is used in one of the principles which we follow. No illicit sex. In Hindi it is said vyabhichar. Avyabhichar means one connection only, not many connections. So similarly, avyabhichari bhakti means only devotional service unto Krishna. So a pinpointed or a focused devotional service will only help one to transcend. The more one aligns one's life according to the instructions given to him, his life becomes transcendental because he is following the transcendental instructions. Can he transcend the modes of material nature? Otherwise, every time he fails in a particular time of the day to live by the instructions given to him, he immediately falls to the material platform. Immediately the modes of passion and ignorance influence. Immediately the dirty heart starts expressing desire for enjoyment. The eyes, the hands, the legs, the tongue, all material senses, they are accustomed to enjoy on a material level. Because there is a desire in the heart. But when we become accustomed to follow the transcendental instructions and to live for Krishna, to act for Krishna, then a natural attraction for Krishna and Krishna's devotees, a loving feeling for Krishna and Krishna's devotees will arise in our heart. And that loving feeling and that attraction will be the force for us to continue on following more and more and more instructions. And that's how we will transcend the modes of material nature. Otherwise, very difficult. Very, very difficult to transcend. We will again and again and again, because our devotional service will be unfailing devotional service, will be failing again and again to practice the transcendental instructions because of the influence of the modes and material desires within our heart. We will again and again fail. And it's very difficult. That story, our situation will be like that story which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talks about, a marriage party wanting to go from this side of the river to the next side of the river. During the evening times they sat, but somehow the boatman, he forgot to remove the anchor which was there on the river side. It was stuck in the shore of the river. And he was rowing whole night, and next day everyone got up and they thought, maybe we have reached the other shore, other place where we wanted to come. And they saw that they were same place, and they doubted, maybe the boatman has left. They started shouting at him, saying, what you did? You didn't work hard? You slept? He said, no, just see, my whole body is sweating. I was working so hard whole night. I was rowing the boat, but I am wondering why we have not moved ahead. Then somehow one person, he saw that there was an anchor. There was a rope coming out of the boat and it was on the shore. And then they realized, oh, this was a mistake. So similarly, when we keep material attachment in our heart, our rowing of the boat of devotional service will not move ahead. At a particular distance it will go and it will just keep moving there only. Why? Because anchor is there, the material attachment. It's very strong. So attachment should be removed by attachment. In Hindi they say, kaate se kaata, kaatna hota hai. If you want to remove a thorn, you use a thorn to remove a thorn. So similarly, if material attachment is a trouble, have a spiritual attachment. That is the solution. So when we have attachment to Krishna and Krishna's devotees, will that be helping us to come out of the material attachment? And this will help us to progress very smoothly in our devotional service. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.